Kaya Biz with Kuguletu Mfuphi on Kaya 959. Pivot Point on Kaya Biz.
Indeed, it's time for us to deep dive into Pivot Point, where we speak to all professional leaders within the business landscape in South Africa to gain more insight regarding their area of expertise, lessons that they've learned, and of course, key leadership ideals in terms of their journey thus far. Well, today we are joined on the line by Seelan Gobalsamy. He's an internationally experienced business leader and currently the group CEO of Omnia. Now, you might not be familiar with Omnia, but it is a very critical company that plays a great service to areas of the mining community in South Africa through its diversified chemicals-based investments and products that they actually provide. Far-reaching and, of course, also a key play in terms of returns that can be earned by shareholders, as Omnia Group is listed on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. Seelan, a very good evening and welcome to Kaya Biz this evening.
Cool, thanks for having me, and it's a pleasure. Good to be here.
Indeed. I think let's get a refresher again on Omnia. Again, it's not necessarily a company that many South Africans get to interact with on a day-to-day basis, but you do a lot that has a great impact on the broader economy.
Yeah, let me maybe just share what we do. So Omnia's got two very important parts and pillars to its business. The first one is agriculture. So we provide a large number of inputs, fertilizer, NPK fertilizer, speciality fertilizer, and biological type fertilizers to the agriculture sector. And I think we all know that agriculture is critical to food security across South Africa and Africa and across the world, and also critical to economic growth rates. So agriculture is a large contributor to jobs and to GDP growth across the world. And we do that in 25 countries across the world, not only in South Africa and SADC, but also in Brazil, in Australia, in Europe, in India, in the US. And then the second part of our business, which is our mining businesses, mm-hmm. which is what you picked up on, is a business that supplies explosives and all the technology that goes with that into the mining sector. And that as well we do in South Africa, in SADC, in Africa, and across the world, predominantly in Canada, Indonesia, and Australia.
A global company, certainly with far-reaching tentacles, I guess, to move into these various markets. But you've also recently participated in a very key transaction, I understand, selling your majority stake in Umongo Petroleum. Help us unpack this further and the kind of value that this particular transaction is likely going to unlock.
Yeah, so Umongo is a fuels business. It's a business that supplies base oils and additives into the lube and fuels market. And Umongo has been a great business for us to be part of and own. We bought the business in 2017 for roughly 640 million rand. And I guess what we announced today is that we've sold our stake in the business for roughly 1.1 billion. A billion that will be paid immediately on closing, and then another 100 million, which is an put and call option, which will be paid a little bit later. And I guess the question you would ask is, why sell the business? Even though it's a great business, we made a call that it is not as core, as close to agriculture and mining that we would like our investments to be in, and that resulted in us, considering a disposal or a disinvestment of Umongo.
Then help us unpack, as you say, you've extracted value, great returns in terms of the transaction following a short period of being invested in it. But what does this tell us about Omnia's strategy going forward? Does the key focus still remain on mining as well as agriculture?
That's correct. So I guess what we will do is we will take the proceeds, north of a billion rand, and we'll deploy that to organic and inorganic growth in mining and agriculture. And, we've got some investments we're making globally and some investments we're making locally. So we will continue to make those investments and use the proceeds from the sale to do that. And Omnia has been a very cash generative business over the last few years. So this will add to our cash pile. And at year end, we will consider our cash balance and consider returning some of the cash to shareholders. By way of a dividend, a special dividend, or a share buyback. Some of your listeners might be aware that we did a broad-based share scheme for all of our staff. So every staff member in Omnia got 300 shares a few months ago. So all of our staff will also benefit from the value accretive transactions and their hard work and effort. to continue to grow and take Omnia forward.
That's always good news, Selena, for shareholders to reap some of the benefits of being patient with their capital. And I'm keen to further understand, as you've explained, not only the strategy of the business, but we can't talk about business in South Africa or globally really without reflecting on the last 17 to 18 months, the pandemic, the impact of the lockdown, and just exactly what kind of impact it might have had on your operations as Omnia.
So I guess the first thing to state is that it's really sad to see how many people have lost lives due to COVID. We've also lost some of our staff members to COVID, and our hearts go out to the families, the parents, the kids, and the loved ones involved with the health issues around the pandemic. I think the second part of what COVID taught us is severe supply chain disruption. Mm-hmm. So I think we all remember the first lockdown where the shelves in the shops started clearing out and people panic buying. So I think what COVID has taught us is that, you need supply locally, you need local produce, you need local inputs, and that enhances your sustainability. So I think a few years ago, we all spoke about just-in-time, buy as late as possible and keep your stock levels as low as possible. But I guess what we're seeing now is we've had disruptions in the Suez Canal, we've had disruptions in ports, on rail, on road. It's important to ensure that your supply chain is agile enough. We do not want the world not to have food security. We do not want people on our lovely continent to starve. So it's critically important that Omnia, governments, other businesses work together to ensure sustainability of the primary sectors, agriculture, mining, that drives a lot of income and employment, primary chemicals like cleaning, clean water, chlorine that's used in water. And I think the pandemic has taught us to think a little bit harder about supply, a little bit harder about demand, and ensure that these primary sectors really can continue through supply chain and pandemic disruptions.
Certainly. Selin, it would be remiss of me to also reflect on your journey in corporate South Africa. You've certainly gained several accolades in terms of your roles of leadership that you've served, not only at Omnia, but of course the multitude of companies you've worked at previously, majority of which being within the financial services space. And I'm keen to get your view as to, leadership lessons that you've learned, given the multitude of experience that you've gained from the various sectors of South Africa's economy, but also how the impact of the pandemic might have shaped your views on leadership and how best it is that we can foster change in South Africa.
I guess, from my perspective, it's always important to do good first and to do good business first. And I think we know that, if you do good business and you do good, you actually have something that's sustainable. And in my journey, doing what's right, having a very profound and very noble purpose in your company, is what will ultimately drive long-term success. And I think there's no way you can have success in business, whether that's at Omnia or any of the other institutions I've been part of, without a good team, without people supporting you, without boards, shareholders, banks, and all, being around and supporting you. So I guess, business is about people. It's important to have people around you. It's important to share. It's important to do what's right. And no corporate success is driven by one individual. It's actually driven by a team, and it's driven by others. So I think the accolades for, the success we're seeing at Omnia should really go to the teams of people involved in Omnia's turnaround and success, the leadership, the staff in our business, the boards, the shareholders.
Yes.
And I'm just part of that team.
Indeed. It's about people, as you say, and of course, being our biggest resource. I'm quite keen, Selin. We might have a few parents who might be listening to this conversation and wonder, for my child to work for a chemicals giant like Omnia, what do they need to study? Because you operate in such vast and different fields.
Yeah.
Yes. Yet I guess it's the chemistry or, chemicals that kind of are the adjoining factor. So my question to you is essentially, in order to equip Omnia with the workforce of the future, what kind of skills are you investing in and looking for at the moment?
I think, maybe it's important to say to all of your listeners, and then I talk to myself as well, you know, our world needs a workforce that is different to the past. You know, so it's so important to help, and education is the bedrock of our growth, of our development, of the future. So it's so important to educate all of our kids. It's so important to have our kids live and grow in an environment that provides that education. And at Omnia, we are firm believer of that. You know, to add to that, I firmly believe that, you know, we need to feed our kids that are at school. You know, let's ensure that they fed. And, you know, to add to that, I think we should clothe them. You know, kids should have school clothes, they should have clothes, and we should really create an environment where they can thrive from a learning perspective. But having said that, and we contribute, you know, we help kids with all sorts of different things through school and help them get to university. But I guess when you get to study in university, you know, I guess what we're looking for is maths and science. Mm-hmm. So we're looking for engineers, we're looking for agronomists, we're looking for agriculture, science specialists. And most of our people across the world are engineers, different forms of engineers. Mm-hmm. You know, they build robotics, they build machines for us, they build plants, they analyze data. And those are the folks that that we recruit and employ across the world, all the way from graduates to PhDs. And I'd really encourage all of your listeners to please encourage the people of our lovely country to study, to learn.
Yes.
And obviously science and maths is the angle that that we focused on. And we, you know, we support a number of kids through those different facets. And hopefully they will be the future.
Indeed.
Of our continent and our country, creating the technologies for us to build on and thrive in coming decades.
Indeed. I was about to tease you and say any radio broadcasters, but you've given us an indication that it's all about personal development, right? And enhancing that opportunity that exists there to contribute to the future of the country. Seelan, I really appreciate your time this evening. We've gained so much knowledge, not only about your journey, about leadership, but of course also the most recent transaction by Omnia Group in terms of disposing some of its interests in recent holding in a key company. Well, thank you so much once more for your time this evening, Seelan. Really appreciate your time. That's Seelan Gobalsamy. He is the Group CEO of Omnia, a chemicals company listed on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange.
Point on Kaya Biz.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi.
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the streets, on the air.